It's time to get into season two as we dive into episode one, Autobot Spike of Generation One of the Transformers. So let's get after it. This is Energon Entries. Welcome back to Energon Entries, everybody. As always, this is your host, Matt Freights. I want to thank you for tuning in, and let's get into the episode recap. The episode opens with Sparkplug demonstrating to the Autobots his new ability to create an Autobot. He's named Autobot X out of spare parts. The demonstration goes poorly as Autobot X tears through headquarters, but is stopped by the other Autobots. An alarm sounds as the Decepticons are found attacking a new Air Force rocket base. The Autobots engage the Decepticons there, and in the battle, the new rockets and fuel are accidentally destroyed. During the battle, Bumblebee and Spike are shot by Megatron, leaving Spike in a coma. The doctors and Autobots work together and transfer Spike's brain waves to Autobot X so that Spike's body and life can be saved. The transfer of Spike's mind goes poorly as it is unstable, causing Autobot Spike to be angry and confused. Optimus Prime and the Autobots are able to keep Spike calm by having him watch TV. During his TV time, Spike comes across a movie about Dr. Frankenstein's attempt at creating life. This triggers a rage in Spike, causing him to once again rampage the Ark and escape. Megatron, in an attempt to seize upon Spike's conflict, convinces Spike that the Autobots are not his friends. Spike, in his confusion, agrees to help Megatron take down Optimus Prime and the Autobots. The Autobots arrive and attempt to subdue Spike so as not to damage his mind. Spike comes to his senses when he shoots Sparkplug off a cliff in his rage. He immediately turns on the Decepticons, causing them to scatter. The episode ends with Spike's mind returning to his body and him vowing to never be inside a robot body ever again. Well, everybody, we get a brand new intro. And I have to say, the intro for season two is fire. It is so much better than season one. It's more exciting. The song is more exciting. And already within that intro, you see a bunch of new Transformers. And that was something that I talked about at the end of season two, in that the Decepticons seem to always be adding robots. We didn't really see new Autobots. And so I think that is a precursor to what is going to happen in this season. The beginning of this episode brings upon another trope that the Autobots always seem to have a tendency to bring or make new robots that tear apart their headquarters. And this wasn't the Autobots' creation, it was Sparkplug's. But the point remains the same. It seems like every time there is a new addition to the ranks or something of the like, there is some type of a battle inside the Ark, and poor Teletran 1 seems to be the one that gets taken out. And obviously this episode is meant to mimic Frankenstein. I think that's very, very obvious from the way that Sparkplug talks about his new creation. And I think by the time they get to that part of the episode, it's not only obvious, but if you weren't sure and that was a surprise, then I don't think you've either read Frankenstein or you just really weren't paying attention. And of course, Teletran sounds an alarm, but sounds an alarm for one specific airbase, which is very, very convenient. And we've talked in the first season about the fact that Teletran 1 doesn't seem to know when Decepticons are in the base, but is also super, super smart and is able to tell the Autobots when something is wrong outside of the base. So for it to know this exact Air Force base, and maybe they have actually planted some seed in there, and Teletran 1 is specifically looking for it or filtering out for it, that's fine. But again, as they're getting ready to go to this Air Force base because they have to confront the Decepticons, they do that whole 80s cartoon thing, and they do a roll call. And I said, just like the last time with the Constructicons, I love a good roll call. And at the start of the season, let's do it just in case. Even if we're repeating some of the names, let's make sure that everybody remembers who they are, because at the end of the day, they need to go out and buy those toys. And Megatron is back. And he's back without any mention of what happened at the end of last season. And last season, I mentioned in the little wrap-up that I did that I felt like there wasn't really an overarching storyline. That every single episode, while there were some three-parters, each one of them could kind of stand alone as their own episode. And in the end, it was bad guys do bad things, good guys do good things, and good guys rule in the end. Multiple times in season one, Megatron seemed to fall to his doom or get blown up or whatever. And at the end of season two, he falls into a lava pit. But they already kind of foreshadowed that he would be back. But there's no mention about what happened at the end of last season. You would think that the first time we see the Decepticons, we would hear about how they escaped, how they did what they did, how they got to where they are. Instead, no. Boom. Megatron is back. That's all that you need to know. So the Autobots arrive at this Air Force base, and in their battling, and it's almost like they thought that they were in the Ark, they end up destroying these rockets. And this is a consequence. You don't see consequences too often in the show. It's rare. But here is what they get for all their fighting, and we don't see that a lot. There was one instance last season where we were coming off of all the tidal waves and everything, and you saw what the results were to the Earth, and the Autobots had to clean that up. So that was a consequence. This is probably the second time. And again, Megatron, very, very smart, always tactical, is once again using humans against the Autobots because he knows that they're going to save the humans at all costs, even if that means that the Autobots are going to lose this particular battle. Very, very smart on Megatron's part, knowing this and also knowing that they're going to have to clean up after themselves with these consequences. And they also knew that they were going to take a hit with the humans because of what happened at the Air Force base. And now we also see here Cybertronian science finally providing humans with something life-altering. Even though the Autobots actually destroyed the Air Force base and everything to go with it, here we have Spike, who is in a coma, and that could be said because the Autobots don't know what they're doing in battle. But Spike's life was in danger, and hey, let's go back to the fact that we have this Autobot X that Sparkplug created. And they're going to take his mind and put it in Autobot X because we're going to save his brainwaves. I'm not really sure how that works, but we're going to save his brainwaves while we actually fix his body. So Spike's life is saved here, and it is as a result of Cybertronian, basically, science, and I think that that's pretty cool. Spike as Autobot X isn't really acting much different than without his mind in it. And what do I mean by that? Well, lots of destroying, lots of destruction. And I feel like that happens in the arc all the time. So this is another one of those situations where there is an Autobot in there. Just because it's Spike's mind, he's doing the same thing that a lot of new Autobots or new robots actually do. And here's another situation. When we talked about Teletran 1 a little bit earlier, Teletran 1 knows that this Air Force base is under attack, doesn't know that Laserbeak is in headquarters, went in completely undetected. And it's nice to know that things don't change from season to season in that regard. We still can't get Teletran 1 to find a Decepticon in the lair or in the Ark, but he knows, or Teletran 1 knows, that this Air Force base is under attack. It's pretty amazing. And of course, they have Spike watching television, trying to get him to stay calm. And I understand that they're trying to do that. I do this with my kid all the time. Sometimes if he's not having a great day, have him watch a couple of shows that he likes, maybe get him to take that energy level down a little bit. But they have him watching it, and they couldn't have predicted this, of course, but Frankenstein comes on. And this is what I mentioned earlier, that if you weren't sure or didn't know, and this was a surprise to you, then maybe you haven't read or don't know about Frankenstein. But this is a trigger for him. And it seems like that wasn't a great idea maybe to have him watch TV because you never know what's going to trigger him. His mind is unstable. Find a way to keep him calm that's not going to trigger him, but they don't seem to be able to do that. And of course, here's what they get. Another instance where he blows things up. But hey, guess what? Spike can fly, which is interesting because we don't really know if the Autobots can do that or not. It's very inconsistent as to whether they can, but Autobot Spike can fly and not the regular Autobot. So maybe he has a superpower that they don't know about. Spike, very much like a lot of these robots, doesn't seem to care who he fights, but clearly doesn't understand odds. So he obviously has gotten to a point in this battle where he feels very confident in himself and his ability, but he's outnumbered. And this happens a lot because I feel like Optimus Prime doesn't get this either. There's been instances where Optimus Prime has been outnumbered, still continue to fight, and we call that bravery. But yet somehow in all of this, he doesn't have his logical mind, but he still kind of knows that Megatron is evil. And I'm wondering how that works because he doesn't have a left brain and a right brain the way that humans do. So what part of him is actually detecting this if all of these basic things aren't really coming to him? And I'm talking about odds, knowing that he's outnumbered. So it's interesting that he can do the right and wrong thing, but can't do the math thing. And then Optimus Prime with the dig on the humans in their primitive rocket tech. And I'm like, dude, here's the thing. Help them build more. And also, maybe don't destroy theirs. Optimus Prime and the Autobots are directly responsible for the battle that took place that destroyed the planes and the rocket fuel at the Air Force base, and he's calling it primitive. And I know that he's not saying it in a way that's like the humans are primitive, but compared to Cybertronian technology, well, big dog, why don't you get some of that Cybertronian technology in there and help them build something even better? And this is one thing about this show that I don't really understand is It's almost like the Prime Directive from Star Trek. Optimus Prime is trying not to interfere. You're already interfering by being there. You're already interfering by having all these big battles that ruin all this infrastructure. Help him build a damn rocket, that's all I'm saying. And another instance where Megatron goes into gun mode, shoots Optimus Prime point blank, and Optimus Prime is good. Inconsistencies with how powerful Megatron is in gun mode. They treat him like he's in God mode, but it seems like when they get hit, it just depends on who you are. And one of the things I loved about this episode the most is that at the end of it all, Spike goes through a lot of turmoil, everybody's in chaos, and the love of a father and a son prevails over everything. And as a dad, I can honestly understand that because there are times, even last night as I'm recording this, getting so frustrated with my son because he's not listening, or you feel like there's a disconnect between the two of you. But at the end of the day, I love my son tremendously. And Sparkplug and Spike have that connection. So Spike seeing his dad hurt on his own behalf, it's actually powerful that he recognizes that. And this is the thing about the way that the Autobots see humankind. Maybe this is what they see. Maybe they see that and they think to themselves, we could be better than this. And I think the Autobots are kind of on that path. And I think Optimus Prime knows that the Decepticons could be better and should be better. And they should be thinking about something other than just taking over Cybertron. This is the first instance where we find out what Spike and Sparkplug's last name is, as the Doctor uses Mr. Witwicky. And I know that that's the first time. And I think that's pretty cool because it connects us to the Bayverse stuff. And I know when I saw those movies, I really didn't understand that, or I didn't know. And that was because I wasn't immersed in it at the time. But there are no new robots introduced in this episode as we get to the end of it. So it's the same core of Autobots, same core of Decepticons that we've seen. So the brand new intro, which again, undeniable fire, is actually foreshadowing the inclusion of more robots to come. We just don't see them in this episode. I like this episode. Of course, they're trying to play on Frankenstein and they're trying to play on multiple things here. But the lack of consequences in terms of, hey, how did the Decepticons get out of the predicament that they were in? And just sort of starting fresh, like nothing ever happened. But it's nice to see the Autobots have consequences. Overall, though, it's a good show. I think the season is off to a good start. I just hope that we see some of these new robots as we've seen in the introduction. But the intro is unbelievable. I love it. I love the music. And I'm now excited to get to all of the episodes in this season. What did you think of this episode? I'd love to hear from you, whether it's questions, comments, whatever. MattyIceMedia@gmail.com is the email if you want to email me. If you are just finding this and you enjoy it, please remember to hit subscribe. That's all I ask. I don't care about ratings, any of that. I just hope that if you enjoy Transformers, I'm entertaining you. Stick with me for this ride, and I promise you I will continue to put up the best content that I can. I hope this finds everybody well. I hope this finds everybody safe, and I will talk to you next time. This is Energon Entries. The opinions and viewpoints expressed on Energon Entries are those of Matt Freights and his guests and not necessarily those of the Matty Ice Media Network. Energon Entries is exclusively owned by Matt Freights and is brought to you by the Matty Ice Media Network.